Hi, we're at the Tableau User Conference in Seattle. I'm here with Derek Karas, Senior Software Engineer at Tableau. We're going to talk about a new feature, combination views within 6.0. What exactly is a combo chart?
Thank you, Ron. A combo view is taking two different types of marks and displaying them on top of each other. The classic combination view that I'm sure everyone has seen is a stock price charts, which very commonly have the stock price shown as a line graph and the stock volume shown as bars down below. But combination views as implemented in Tableau are much broader than that. It can be you can take any two sets of data and show with any mark type on top of any mark type, or even the same mark type, but simply displayed in two different ways. By mark type, I mean here bars, lines, circles, shapes, any of the ways in which Tableau can display your data.
So you really have complete flexibility, right, as a business user.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what are some specific examples? I know we have over 700 customers at the conference. Can you give us some examples of how these customers would use combination views?
So one example of how to use combination views is to be able to show a detail and a summary right on the same view. So a common use is to be able to show, say, the average size of a sales order as over time as a line graph, hopefully going up, saying, here's the line that shows our average sales size by date, and then showing dots behind that to show each and every sale, and then that allows you to show, maybe my average sale size is only going up a little bit, but there's this dot way up here. Or maybe, in fact, that the average is misleading. That could show you, the average did go up, but the only reason it went up is that there's two dots way high up, and that maybe I should have been, measuring the median, or maybe I should find out, what were those big sales? Can I replicate them?
Oh, totally. I totally understand. What makes this so easy to do in Tableau and so difficult for other BI tools to, or BI applications, products from other vendors, makes it so difficult?
What we've done with Tableau is taken our existing easy-to-use interface and simply given you the ability to do all the customizations you could ever do, but to do them twice or even more. Although I think you'll find twice is enough most of the time. But we don't have a gallery of this is how you make a bar line graph, this is how you make a scatter plot with something else and this other gallery and this. What instead we've done is we have one place in Tableau where you set a whole variety of settings. You have the, whether this is a bar or a line and what I'm going to use for color, which we call the marks card. What we've done now is the ability to have on a single data view, on a single combination view, you can now have one set of settings on the marks card for one measure, say profit, and then another set of settings for another measure, which could be sales, or it could even be, the first was, like I said, the overall average profit, and the second is, profit by sales rep. So it could be the same measure at a different amount of detail, or it could be a completely different measure. And each of those can have its own settings. So one can be a bar, one can be a line, or any of the various settings Tableau already provides you and that you're already familiar with, I hope.
When I look at the hundreds of features that are now in Tableau, and how are you able to modify, all of Tableau to accept two different mark types and data on two different axes?
It was a big project that touched, a large portion of Tableau, but it was also it was an extension. It wasn't a rewrite. We've always designed Tableau to be a flexible tool. We've always designed it around our VisQL technology, and so this was just making sure that every places we were asking questions, what's the mark type? Just making sure we were asking what are the mark types, and that was basically the exercise going through the code, and we'd say what was the to what are the, and going through and throughout the product.
So you have a design methodology, right, so that when an issue comes up, you can solve it very easily.
We got the first version of it running extremely quickly, and then it was a matter of going through every, like you said, every other feature Tableau offers. How does combination views interact with trend lines. How does combination views interact with this? And we went down the list of all Tableau's features. We had some very helpful alpha testers. We have some users who are extremely eager to get the new version of Tableau. We sent it out. Sometimes they did things that we never even imagined they could do with the feature, which is our goal, really, is to enable that kind of innovation. And we brought it back in, and they'd say, well, you know, I did this, and I really like it, but I'd say, yeah, you're right. Let's...
So would you consider that one of the most exciting things working with the customers with regards to this new feature, or are there other exciting things that come to mind?
Absolutely. That sense of almost being able to discover what the... Even though I was the prime engineer on this, there were still times where I'd discover what it could do. And that was very exciting. As opposed to knowing what it could do or planning, I'd say, you know, because we laid out, you know, with this goal of flexibility and ease in use, and then once that foundation is down, it's that great things come from it.
Dirk, that sounds just wonderful. Hey, I'm really glad we had time to talk about the new combination views within Tableau 6.
Thank you.